There is, as I mentioned, being that the Chatan is entering the day of his Chuppah, similar to Yom HaKippurim, everything that basically a person would do prior to Yom HaKippurim, a person should try to do. So it's written, Yefayeset Horav, Vechaverav Yom HaHatuna. A person is supposed to first and foremost, just as when we come to Yom HaKippurim, a person is supposed to ask forgiveness from his parents, from his colleagues, from his friends, from other relatives, etc. A person should do that, etc. Also, prior to the Chuppah. Kemo be'erev Yom HaKippurim. It's absolutely compared to each other. V'chein ra'uy v'nachon she'orei ha'chatan v'akala ya'asu shalom im soneihem. If chalila v'chas, there are certain individuals that person would consider that the relationship is not so proper, to the extent that afilu, there is a certain level of either jealousy or hatred, chalila v'chas, a person should try to appease them, being that you don't want such a thing prior to Yom Kippur. Same thing should be that the family of the Chatan and the Kala should not want such a thing on the day of the wedding. So next is that being that the Chatan and the Kala are supposed to be Mekadesh Atzman b'Yom HaChupa. They are supposed to sanctify themselves to the extent that they can. So therefore, it's written that the Chatan, there is a custom to go to the Mikveh by the Chatan. By the Kala is not a custom, it's mitzvah rased oraita. There is no such thing as a custom. By Chatan, being that you want the greatest extent possible, that he should sanctify himself, so there is a major, major thing for a person, therefore, to go to mikveh as an act of sanctification. One of the Gedolei Poskim writes that imagine when it comes to a convert, he needs to do and he needs to go through the process that the Jews went to be able to become Jew by Mamad Har Sinai. The Jews had to have Mila. The Mila they had prior to exit from Egypt. Prior to Yetziat Misraim, they had Brit, because otherwise, Kol Arel Lo Yochalbo. They were not able to eat Korban Pesach unless they did Mila. So they did Mila prior to the exiting of the Egypt. The night of Pesach was Tetvav Nisan. Prior to that, they did Brit. So that's one. The Milah, the Tevilah, was done in, it's written in Parashat Mishpatim, that Ein Hazah Belo Tevilah. So they did Tevilah also at the time of Mamad Har Sinai. They went to Mikveh. So Kabbalat HaMitzvot, they have to have a firm, absolute commitment to fulfillment of mitzvot, that is na'aseh v'nishma, that they said also prior to acceptance of the Torah, they said na'aseh v'nishma, we are fully committed to fulfill all the wishes of Hashem. That's given and granted. Without commitment to mitzvot, there is nothing. So there is mila, tevila, Kabbalat HaMitzvot, they also had to bring a korban. That's not the ikuva. That right now we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. Nevertheless, you could still have a convert. That's not going to hold you back. Later, they have to bring a korban. Now, listen here. So, one of the poskim says that what's the last act that they have to do? The last act is going to mikveh in front of the Rabbanim of the Beit Din. So the question is, if mikveh can make a goy into a Jew, that is the point. The point is that if the last act, which is done in order to be able to make a convert to Judaism, a goy can become a Jew by going to mikveh, if this is what it does to a goy, to make him change the neshama, to get and absorb the neshama of a Jew, that he becomes Jew after this process, imagine what it does to a Jew himself. If a goy can become a Jew through the process of going to mikveh and the rest of the process that I mentioned, the act of the mikveh, imagine what it can do to a Jew to be able to achieve tremendous amount of sanctification. So therefore, there is this aspect also, and let me therefore end with what it says. And therefore, the day of Erev Chuppah, their Chuppah is supposed to be used. V'yasu teshuvah b'yom ahu. They have to do teshuva. They fast shuvah b'maaseihem. They have to look into their deeds. Exactly similar to Yom HaKippurim. From the day that they were born, he writes, Ad HaYom HaZeh. V'idvadu v'idachshu selicha v'kaparam Hashem Yitbarach. As we know, even if the Chatan, be'erev Yom HaChupa, he comes to Beit Knesset, he's not just starting, he didn't start yet, Shela Berachot. The whole entire congregation is supposed to say, Vidui. The Chatan is supposed to say, Vidui. Only if the Mincha is prayed in the, let's say, the hotel that they are getting married, Mincha, those who are davening in the hotel, they don't say, Vidui. But if he would daven also Mincha, let's say at 2:30, in any Beit Knesset, he says Vidui, they say Vidui. Still not yet Sheva Berachot. Only during the 7 days of Sheva Berachot, after the wedding, he is exempt, and whichever congregation he davens at also become exempt. That means, let's say there is a 7 o'clock minyan, 8 o'clock minyan. He comes 7:50. But he's going to be praying at the 8 o'clock minyan. No, he only exempts the minyan that he prays at. Just because of the fact that he's present at the time, that the previous minyan is saying Vidui, he doesn't exempt them. So therefore, lema'aseh, they are supposed to do selicha ve'kapara. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the day that they were born till today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive us. And then a person is supposed to ve'itcharet charata gemura be'shivron lev. A person is supposed to humble himself. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the fact that he regrets his past, the improper acts that what he did, ve'kabru al atzma mehayom ve'hala la'avod et Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from then on. באמת ובתמים ולהיותם קדושים וטהורים. הקדוש ברוך הוא help us that we should be קדושים וטהורים, holy and sanctify us, והתפללו שהקדוש ברוך הוא ישרה שכינתו ביניהם. Person in the process of giving blessing to others, under the chupa, after the chupa, he might forget that under the chupa you're supposed to pray for you and for your future spouse, that you should be zochet to bring שכינה, איש ואישה, שלום ביניהם, שכינה ביניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא help us that we should be zochet to be able to have shalom, to be able to have shekhinah.